What's up, everybody? This is Zach. It's time for another walk down Gilead Lane.
My sister's guinea pig had babies the other night. What's this?
I'm not really into guinea pigs. That's interesting.
People think I'm a guinea pig broker.
Man's real best friend.
Guinea pigs?
Long story.
What you doing, Hope?
Watching Dr. Bill.
Why don't you go see what Haley's up to in the garage?
Okay. Couldn't really hear it anyway.
Okay.
Hey, Hale. What you doing?
Oh, I'm trying to find a microphone. I thought Justin had one last year for one of his projects.
What for?
I've got a report due in one of my classes at school.
So, why do you need a microphone?
Our teacher wants us to read the reports and put them up on the website. We've been studying podcasting, so...
Pod-wadding? That sounds gross.
What? I don't...
Haley, I found the microphone in your dad's office. It hooks right up to the computer, so there shouldn't be too much trouble.
Thank you. I thought I'd be looking forever.
I'll leave it on your bed. It'll be there waiting for you after you have cleaned up this mess.
But, Mom...
No buts, Haley. You've emptied half the boxes out here, and you haven't put anything back. You have to put everything away. Got it?
Oh, all right.
Hope, want to come with me? I'm baking cookies.
Cookies? Really?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think I'll help Haley put everything away.
Really?
Instead of cookies? You'd help me instead of cookies?
Sure. Why not?
Thanks, Hope.
That's sweet of you, Hope. I'll make sure to set some warm cookies aside for you.
Cool. I mean, thank you.
You're welcome.
Here, Haley.
You're getting pretty good at that, Hope. Maybe we need to start a tag team tossing sport.
That's a good idea. Maybe we could do it in the Olympics.
Haley and Hope, gold medalists from the U.S. in the brand new sport of package tossing.
Hey, what's this? Does this go in a box?
Yeah, I don't know what that is. It's all wrapped in paper and stuff. Just toss it over here.
Okay. Ugh. Oh, no. I'm sorry, Haley.
No worries, it's okay. But I guess this means we get bumped back to the bronze medal.
Yeah, I guess so. What is that?
I don't know. It looks like letters or something. Come on, let's get them put away.
Love letters. Look at all the smiley faces and the hearts all over them. Oh, I may not be able to read, but I know what's in there. Are they yours?
Mine? No way. Nuh-uh. Don't think so.
Why not?
What? Oh, looks like Dad's handwriting.
This one's a little opened.
Hope, I don't think this is a good idea.
Come on. What's it say, Haley?
It's probably just something to Mom from Hey, wait. This isn't to Mom. It's to someone named Lindy.
Lindy? What's it say?
It says, I'll always love you and I'll always be by your side. Remember that, Lindy.
Wow. John Morrison's romantic.
I'm sure there's some explanation for it. I'll ask Mom later. But now, I've got to get my report together.
What's it about?
Oh, it's a book we had to read for class. It's about these kids. Never mind. I've really got to run. What are you doing now?
I'll finish cleaning up in here. Maybe sweep the garage. Think your mom would like that?
I'm sure she would. That'd be great, Hope.
No problem. Lindy. That's interesting.
Hey, honey. I'm finally home.
Hello. So, long day?
No, just tired.
What's this?
Oh, Mayor Thompson came in today. He said it's an unofficial sort of a passing of the torch.
But what is it?
It's a model of a ship.
What?
Yeah, USS Coleraine.
Put it down. Yeah. Sit down. You look exhausted.
I don't know. I guess it's a tradition that started a long time ago.
Uh-huh.
Seems that about 50 years ago, the mayor of Coleraine loved building models.
Oh.
Yeah, he spent all of his spare time doing it.
Uh-huh.
And when he got elected, he started a new model, a ship, and he called it the USS Coleraine. During the length of his term, he worked and slaved over it whenever he had a chance. He saw it as symbolizing Coleraine and the job he was doing.
I can see that. It's sort of a neat idea.
Yeah, If I weren't so behind on everything, I might appreciate it more. Oh. I've never built one of these things.
Hey, you've never been mayor before.
Yeah, that's true.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, he said that this mayor handed off the unfinished USS Coleraine model when the next mayor came in, and he completed it.
Oh.
And somewhere along the line, though, someone got the idea of everyone starting fresh.
Well, that sounds like a good idea.
Hmm? So now, every outgoing mayor brings his model in, presents it to the incoming mayor for display in his office as a reminder of the job. And now, I'm supposed to work on this one during the course of my mayorship and present it to whomever's next.
And what happens to the old model?
Oh, no, it's given back to the mayor who built it. Oh, sure, it's an understanding that if he didn't get the job finished, he's not supposed to do it after he leaves office. He just leaves the job finished or unfinished, and it stays that way.
Wow, that really is kind of a neat idea.
Huh? I know. I mean, when do I have time to do this? With all of the other things going on to keep Coleraine going?
Now, what other things?
Well, here, give me a towel.
Oh, thanks.
Right now, everyone's complaining about that billboard on the outskirts of town.
What?
Well, the chamber put it up, but several businesses and a lot of people in town hate it.
The one with the phone number.
That's the one. I know we're trying to increase tourism, and getting the chamber's phone number out there is a good thing, but it's a big, big, big billboard.
Just the huge phone number on it, it's not really very attractive.
Ah, that's probably the most pleasant way I heard it phrased today.
Oh.
Plus, Elizabeth has never been too keen on the idea.
Oh, that's right. I hadn't even considered her.
Oh, yeah. As a receptionist for both my office and the Chamber of Commerce, she feels pretty maxed out as it is. I mean, the last thing she needs is a surge in call volume.
Oh, John, I'm sorry. That is tough.
Yeah, that's all right. Give me another one. So, now I've got to figure out what to do with the billboard and try to work something out with the Chamber. I think we're going to just do an overhaul on the town's logo and website while we're at it. I don't know.
Ooh.
Yeah, maybe we can put together an entire strategy to get tourists into Coleraine. Yeah, either way, phone number's gonna have to go. It's the first thing you see coming into town, and the last thing you see on the way out. Ooh, big yellow and black numbers like that.
You know, John, I know this really big agency that you could talk to about the logo and the advertising.
Mm.
Their name's a little odd, though, the Tiburones.
Oh, I just dropped the plate. Wouldn't that be a hoot? Hiring Monica Richter's PR firm to rebrand the city after she lost?
Ooh.
Ooh, yeah. Ouch.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Man, the house is pretty quiet. Where's everyone?
Oh, Mike took Hope over to the tailor store. Ben's been pretty lonely with the kids gone, you know?
Oh, yeah. And he always gives the kids ice cream. I'm sure that doesn't hurt.
Oh, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, Haley's upstairs working on some report for school.
Okay.
She's got to put together a podcast or something. I think Tim's helping her with it.
Ooh, a podcast.
Yeah.
That's interesting. See, do they even still have handwritten school reports these days?
Oh, I don't think so, honey. It's all websites and podcasts now.
Don't forget blogs.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I'm sorry. Why did we get so old?
Hey, speak for yourself. I am not old.
Oh,
I know exactly what the World Wide Interweb is. What?
Do you now?
Who is it?
It's me.
Come in.
What you working on?
I've got a report due, and I'm supposed to record it like a podcast.
Record it? Really? Cool. Can we come in?
Who's we?
Cody's here.
Hey, Haley.
Oh, hey, Cody. Yeah, come on in. I still have to record my report. I just wanted to check out the website and see if I could figure it out before I get all wrapped up in recording everything.
Are you uploading it somewhere or burning it on CD?
Well, the whole class is going to listen to everyone's reports, so we're uploading them onto the school's website. But I have to get into this area that Miss Markham put up for my class, and I'm having trouble with it.
Hmm. Hey, click right there.
Where?
Down in the right corner, the red arrow.
I didn't see that before. That's it. Thanks.
So, when are you going to record it?
Well, let's see if I can get this microphone working. Okay. Testing, testing. 1, 2, 3. This is Haley Morrison.
Okay. Testing, testing. 1, 2, 3. This is Haley Morrison.
That's cool.
Yeah, can we try?
Well, sure. Go ahead while I look over the report and practice it a little. Here's what you push to record, and here's where you hit to stop. And playback's over here.
Record, stop, play. Got it.
This is Tim Morrison, live from Gilead Lane with all the latest sports and news.
Haha, that's cool. Let me try. This is Cody Warner for the Guinea Pig Express.
Guinea pigs?
My sister's guinea pig had babies the other night. 8 of them. My mom was not happy. We have to find homes for them.
Wow, wonder if Mom and Dad would let us have one.
What, huh? Ew! I mean, I'm not really into guinea pigs. They're like big rats. Not a fan.
Oh, they're really cool. We just have to find good homes for them.
We should do a whole infomercial thing.
On guinea pigs?
Yeah!
Hey, that'd be funny.
Okay, here you go. Guinea pigs, man's real best friend.
Cute, cuddly, not a lot of work. Guinea pigs are the perfect, easy-to-care-for pet in your home.
Today, for a limited time only, buy one for a penny, get the second one free.
Act now to receive this special offer.
Call. Wait, who do we have them call?
Us.
No, our number doesn't sound cool.
How about that big number on the sign outside town?
Yeah, that sounds great. Call 877-937-5397 today to get your buy one, get one free guinea pig offer. The best pets you'll ever have.
Act now. Offer ends soon.
Okay, let's listen to it.
Yeah, sounds good.
Guinea pig. The man's real.
Mr. Taylor's nice. It's cool to know someone who owns a store.
It is?
Yeah, I mean, think about all the cool stuff he gets there. He can order any kind of chocolate or candy.
Oh,
or...
yeah, I see. You know, a couple of years ago, we tried this gourmet pizza.
What's that?
It's a fancy type of pizza. It had all these weird things on it, like cranberries and weird cheeses and stuff.
Cranberries? On pizza? Ew.
Yeah. When he was looking at buying it for the store, he brought us some samples.
Was it gross?
Well, the one with cranberries wasn't that bad, actually. The other toppings made it work okay. But there was this one with blue cheese. Yuck.
Blue cheese?
Yeah, it's a different kind of cheese. Dad loves it.
He does?
Yeah.
I guess there's a lot about John Morrison I still need to learn.
Oh, really? Like what?
I don't know. This stuff about him having a girlfriend is pretty interesting.
What?
John Morrison has a girlfriend. You know, super secret, romantic.
What are you talking about?
Her name is Lindy.
Where'd you get this idea?
All the signs were there. The television says that when he works late and distracted, whatever that means. And you know, John Morrison hasn't been around much lately. He's been really busy. They say when someone's not around as much, you should start to worry.
Who says? And he's not been around as much because he's working. Really working. He just started being the mayor, and he's got to straighten out a few things. It's gonna settle down.
I still think John Morrison is a really nice guy, by the way. Even if he does have a girlfriend.
He doesn't have a girlfriend.
Okay. You know, Mike, if you ever need to talk, I'm around.
Thanks, Hope. I appreciate it.
So, what are you recording, Haley?
A report on a book I had to read for school.
That's boring. Our guinea pig one was much better.
Well, it was more fun, but I have to do this for school. Hey, if you guys help me out in getting this recorded and uploaded, we can redo another fake infomercial.
Really?
Cool.
I just need a few minutes to record this report, and then you can help me get it uploaded, okay?
Sure. Tim, let's write a script.
Good idea. Let's go do it in my room so we don't bug Haley.
Okay. You know, Tim, this could mean a whole new frontier.
What?
My sister's cat is really annoying. I think podcasting might help me out in more ways than I thought.
Hey, you two.
Yeah, have a good time?
Yeah, it was great. Mr. Taylor gave me ice cream.
Bingo. Told you, Mary.
Yeah, Ben's a softie. Now, you go on upstairs and get ready for bed. It's just about that time.
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, Dad. What's this?
Oh, long story. Let's just say it's something I have to put together.
Hey, this is cool. There's a sale. And look, even a couple of little guys. This could be fun, Dad.
Yeah, maybe it's something we could work on together.
That would be cool. You know, it's really different having a kid around the house.
Oh?
How's that?
On the way home, Hope and I had a very interesting conversation about your girlfriend, John Morrison.
What?
What's this?
Seems she's under the impression that since you're gone all the time, you must have a secret girlfriend.
Oh, that's...
Well, it is not funny, John.
Well, I'm sorry, honey. It's just the thought. I mean, how her mind leaps to these things.
John, where would she get such an idea?
Well, I have no idea, but I'll talk to her about it. Hey, Mike, what do we start with here?
Mom, Dad, we've got to talk.
What's wrong?
It's Hope. You're never going to believe what she's
saying. No. Okay, hold on. Son, let me guess. I've got a girlfriend.
You have a girlfriend?
No, son. Isn't that what Hope said?
No? What? Why would you say that? Do you have a girlfriend?
No.
What did she say, Tim?
She said that even though you two might not always be together, she's still really happy living here. What does she mean you might not be living together?
Oh, no.
And then, see, I was just getting ready to go talk to her about this, son. Oh, we'll get to the bottom of this. Hope, honey, can you come downstairs?
Coming.
Don't worry, boys. We'll get this all sorted out, okay?
Hello, Mr. Morrison.
Huh?
What's up?
Come and sit down, Hope.
Okay. Something wrong?
Well, we hope not.
Hope, have you been telling people that I have a girlfriend?
I don't know.
You don't know, or no, you haven't?
Which one's going to get me in less trouble?
Hope, where would you get an idea like that?
Because Haley and I found your secret letters in the garage.
What?
What letters?
Your letters to Lindy. And you've been coming home late at night, and you're not here very often, and...
Oh, wait a minute. Slow down a bit. Letters to Lindy, did you say?
Oh,
yeah,
my.
And the hearts and smiley faces all over them, and you said you loved her, and...
Forever and always.
No matter what.
Yep.
Wait a minute. Who is this Lindy?
It's your mother.
Lindy?
Yeah. Well,
when we were in college, we came up with this little... Well, it was a code. It was something just between us.
Love you, never deny it.
First letter of each word.
Oh.
L-Y-N-D-I. Lindy.
Oh, oops.
Yeah. You know, Hope, words can be very dangerous. We need to be very careful of what we say.
They can?
Oh, yes. The Bible says we're supposed to guard our tongues.
Guard them?
Well, we'll use them wisely. See, people can be hurt. And very bad things could happen from not telling the truth.
Really?
Or not being careful what you say. Here, do you know what a rudder is?
A what?
Yeah. A rudder. It's part of a boat. Here. Here, look. See? It's a flat piece of wood on the back of the boat that's hinged. See, so it can move. And that's how they steer the boat. It's hooked up to the wheel in the stern, and the captain turns the wheel so the rudder moves back and forth. And that's how the boat changes direction.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
In the book of James, the Bible says that we are like boats. And though boats have really big sails and are driven by strong winds, the rudder at the bottom of the boat is what steers it. And the rudder is very small.
Hmm. Our tongues are very small, right? But they can lead us in directions that can get us in trouble or hurt other people. We're supposed to be very careful. Watch what we say. It's very important.
Do you understand?
I think I do.
You could have really hurt some people by telling them that I had a girlfriend. If you have a question about something, just talk to us.
And if we're not around, it's best not to say anything. Oh, the Bible also has a lot of verses about the wise man holding his tongue.
Like this?
You can stop that now. No. It means not talking, all right? Yeah, keeping quiet until you know for sure, okay?
I think so.
Yeah. Now just remember to guard your rudder, and you'll be fine.
What's wrong?
I messed up my podcast at school, and now I have to redo it.
Oh, no. You worked so hard on it. What happened?
I uploaded the wrong one onto the school website.
Wrong one? You did, too?
Yeah. I did one with Tim and Cody about guinea pigs. It was supposed to be about this book I read at school, and I did do it, Mom. I just messed up and put the wrong one on the website.
Guinea pigs?
Long story. I'm going upstairs to fix this. At least I can get a B if I redo it. I just wanted an A on this one.
Well, no, it's all right, Haley. A B is still a good grade.
Yeah, well, it was pretty embarrassing listening to everyone laugh about my guinea pig commercial. And it was on the school website, too. No telling how many people heard it.
Oh, no, Haley. I am sorry.
I'm going upstairs now.
Okay, hon. Call me if you need anything. Hello? Oh, hi, Elizabeth. How are you? Hold on. What? What's wrong? What? Are you... Oh, no. Wait, it's okay. I'll grab Haley and Tim, and we'll be right there. Just hold on. Haley? Tim? Downstairs.
What's up?
What's wrong, Mom?
Your father's receptionist called.
Elizabeth?
Yes, we have a little emergency to deal with.
Emergency?
Just grab Hope. We have to get to the Chamber of Commerce. Elizabeth?
I'm sorry,
are you here?
Mary! Oh,
excuse me.
I'm so glad
Pardon
you're
me.
Here.
Oh, Elizabeth,
goodness.
What happened?
I don't know. Everything was quiet all day long, and then as soon as school let out, the phone started ringing and parents started showing up here with their kids. Everyone was talking about guinea pigs. How do I know anything about guinea pigs? My apartment doesn't even allow pets.
Uh-oh.
I think you two had better explain to Elizabeth what's going on.
And so, you see, I accidentally put up the wrong podcast, and now...
People think I'm a guinea pig broker.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yes, sort of, I guess. I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. It was all my fault. But who would have thought that people would have actually believed us? I mean, we were just goofing around.
It's all right, kids. I'm not angry. I just... Well, what are we gonna do? I mean, look at all these people.
I think that Haley and Tim are going to stick around and help you clear things up with everyone. And I think it would be a good idea to stay until the end of the day. You two can answer any questions about guinea pigs, so Elizabeth can get back to her work for Coleraine. Sound good?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. I really am sorry.
It's all right. Kind of funny when you think about it.
Not today. Maybe in a few years.
Good sport.
Say, I heard there was some excitement at City Hall today.
Yeah. Oh, it's not funny, Dad.
Yes, it is, Haley. All those people wanting guinea pigs.
Did any of them get guinea pigs?
Yeah, we called Cody and all the guinea pigs now have nice homes.
Aw.
So it worked.
Yeah, it worked all right.
You two just need to watch your udders.
What?
Udders. If you don't watch them, even things like guinea pigs can cause problems.
Rudders.
Oh.
It's rudders.
Yeah, I know. That's what I said. Watch your udders.
Well, it looks like Hope is going to have to work on her words a little bit. But she did get the main idea after all. We need to watch our rudders. Now, that passage in the Bible, the one that Mr. Morrison was telling Hope about, remember, with ships and rudders? That's found in James chapter 3, and it talks about our tongues being more than just like rudders on a ship. Check it out sometime. Find out what other little yet powerful things our tongues can be compared to. You might be surprised. And you know what I'm going to say next, right? Yep, when you find out what James has to say about this little powerhouse called the tongue, you should write me and let me know what you discovered. Maybe it convicted you or encouraged you in some way. Maybe it helped you think of some things that you could change in your own life. Or maybe you just thought it was cool. Whatever the case, just write and tell us about it. Our address is CBH Ministries, Box 1001, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49505. Or with email, it's gilead@cbhministries.org. Today's episode, Miss Rudder Standings, is a production of CBH Ministries, a listener-supported ministry. It was written by Lori Twitchell and directed by Steve O'Dell. Roy Wallace was the recording engineer, with post-production by Elizabeth Bowman and recording assistance by Rob Gunley. Music by John Campbell. Terry Ritchie is the executive producer, and as always, I'm Zach. Now go have a great week, watch your rudders, and I'll be waiting for you next time for another walk down Gilead Lane.